Well, good morning, you wonderful folk of Audioboo, Facebook, and Twitter. Since you try not to trip over that box, it's been left a little pavement. And damn, I forgot to put my lamps in to wait until next week. Shucks. Anyway, I'm a double yawn on this Wednesday morning. Join me here. Slightly out of breath. Got a bit of a cold, I think. That's the reason I'm going up to the doctor's. Not for that reason, but it's just coincidental that I have a cold when I go to the doctor's. You know, it's not a requirement. You need to go. If you need to go to the doctor, you've got to have a cold to go, to be honest with that. So anyway, rabbiting on. I walk up the street from home. And I'm up here. Get more discarded Christmas trees. It's been January, of course. Maybe Dan's passing me to my left. Up ahead of me, to my left, is for my Chinese takeaway. It's a good one. Even the owner's thought I was Japanese. Never quite complained about that one. Passing the Oxford pub. On my right, so I cross over Oxford Street itself. No, not the famous one in London, but the one here in Topsdown, Bristol. And coming up here now, and going past Tesco Express. Obviously, other supermarkets are available. See Banana Boat to my right, which is a greengrocer's, obviously. You might have got what I want to test, got never comes around and get, you know, fruit test wise, within there. My popular legs one. Too much more bananas, that's even some other delicacies. Okay, straight across the river, okay, and I'm gonna go for it. Be a rebel. Ooh! Right. Crossing up over. St John's Lane. I don't know who St John was. I don't know whether he wanted a lane or not, but there you go. Let's do this one. Like so. And I wait for the red man to make more flies into the green room. One does. I wonder why I'm wrapping on. It's a bit nippy this Wednesday morning. About 10 degrees centigrade, I think. And cloudy skies up there above me. And let's see. Come on, lights change. Yep, what's it? Don't know where the green man. I'll cross over back onto the World Road. So the name, because it goes to said city in Somerset, and passing what was once here, is now a power station gym, I think it is. Used to be a Lloyd, built a Lloyd's Bank years and years and years ago, probably back in the 80s, I think. And actually passing in a moment or two, the Banco Lounge. This was the scene of the very first ever Tuesday night boo that we did all those days ago, months ago, weeks ago. So let's go on to audioboo.fm / Rocky Jenkins, capital R, capital D, if you don't mind. Have to just say that line for a dear friend of mine. They know who they are. I'm not going to embarrass them any further. I get totally shy, but never mind, I digress. Right, join me here on my way to the doctor's, and one second, I've got a runny nose, which is probably not pleasant, just while this is audio. Bear me a minute, so just go, there's that, like that, that's good. Traffic passing me on my left, blue taxi. Or taxi to blue in Bristol, why? I don't know. For if they have the same uniform colour, this is the city council's idea, right? They all have the same uniform colour. that you better spot them when you know it's proper dance when you arrive here, space for visitors, unless I'm at Temple Bean Station or whatever. I don't know. Bunking, basically. The taxi drivers had to go pay out their own pocket to have their cars resprayed. And whilst the cars are off the road being resprayed, they're losing money. So it's a lose-lose situation. Anyway. The barbers, it's been having a bit of a clean up. Barbers, yes, that's why I don't have my haircut, obviously. In the former council toilet block, which got changed into the gents. Yeah, it's just was barbers. Good play on words, anyway. So, let's see now. So, walking up the Wales Road, and the Catholic Church ahead of me. We have a green spire. And, bear with me. And, oh, look. Oh, good. So, I mean, yeah, walking along here. So long, you find out there's disappeared little shops. For example, there was, I said, just across the road. Across over Linnemead Avenue, yeah. We have a Poundland Plus, that's actually a plumbing supply shop years ago. It's now a Poundland Plus. Next to that, we have Innovation. Looks like another sort of hair salon. One for you ladies, no doubt. There's a church. Somebody sick on the pavement. It's squished it. Anyway. Brush over that. Go out to what used to be a taxi garage years ago. Well, not years ago, but 4 or 5 years ago or so. And it closed. There's now a block of flats and the cooperative food store. That's going past my very first place I lived in when I moved to Bristol. So, 8 years ago or so, and anyway, 7.5, 8, 7.5, 8, something like that. Time flies when you're not looking, you see. So grey, and here we are, sort of mucking the pavement. What's going on here? Not good at all, is it? People's leaving their black boxes out. You see, collection day. As I said, I've forgot from mine out. Slap on the wrist and all that. And as a result, we had to wait. What on earth? What the hell was that? Some alarm or something. Alright, anyway, going past my old place, it was sort of bedsit, really. It was a roof of the shed house, but it was a lot of bedsit, quite frankly, because shared kitchen, shared bath, and that was it. Did your own thing. Like, you know, with locking the door and stuff like that. No, that's at the top of the house, just below the attic. And, oops, trying to trip into somebody's black box. Might be helpful. Anyway, what else haven't you got? Start again. What else have you guys ever been supposed to see to do? Okay. Now we've got stalemate. This guy's trying to reverse in the sort of silver hatchback. The balls of it. Taxi. He's trying to turn into said road, which is Crowndale Road. Okay. Maybe a ball to follow on. On to the accountants. Don't need those. Can't afford the buggies either. Anyway, we at the doctors, they're going to pause this and let you know how we get on later on. It's a really good part of it. We're adjusted by the empty bottles and Coke cans and all the rest of it. Other soft drinks obviously aren't available. I just say all this in balance, you see, because all your booed on FM don't want to get bollocking for thinking, okay, we're only sort of promoting one type of softy against another. Like, rise with the supermarket. You know, you've got to. Oops. Well, I'll get run over. Might help. You've got to say, you can't just say be pro Tesco or pro co-op, pro Asda or pro Sainsbury's. Or Lidl. Is it Lidl or Lidl? And Aldi. Bring a lot. Yeah, you've got to say, well, they're all available. So there. Anyway. I digress. And we're coming up to nearly the end of this. Just going to pop you in my pocket for a minute. And well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to end it now, I think, because I'm not really supposed to have your phone on in the third trip pattern. So, here it goes. Thanks for listening. Catch up with you guys later. Okay.